Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's the most important, bottom line, critical thing happening on this planet. Today on This Is Important?
Yeah, I'm fingering my butthole, but it's in my living room.
Hey, backing up like a pterodactyl.
It's all pointless and stupid.
I don't care how long you've known each other, you can't have your dick out.
Buckle up.
Woo! Ow!
Hello!
Let's go!
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
Hit us.
Bopo-sow!
Tungay!
That's beautiful.
Who was the first person to do the Who started that?
Started the air horn?
Yeah.
I want to say it like originated in like dance halls. Like,
uh-huh.
It's probably like some real like fucking Jamaica shit.
Beanie Man? Is that a guy?
Beanie Man's probably up there. Yeah. It's probably predates Sean Paul, but I bet Sean Paul really got it fucking kicking.
I bet Sean Paul knows.
Really leaned into it. Sean Paul would know who started it. It's probably just some like guy named Tony who's like was like a cool dude who worked like as a car mechanic, but then also DJed on the side and was like, oh shit.
Oh shit.
I know what gets me riled up when I'm tightening those nuts and bolts under the hood of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I fix the horn on the car and then I go burm burm.
Yep.
What's crazy is it's the bump bump boom. It's not just like burm burm, it's the three and the long, like
you're like when it's like.
What about sports? Isn't it sports? I feel like there's been air horns at sports forever.
Hockey.
Well, hockey's a legit like foghorn.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's so loud.
Yeah, that shit's fucking cool.
But in the crowd, hasn't there been air horns like for a while to get it going?
For sure. Soccer games.
But they don't sound like that. Those sound like.
What? Really?
Yeah, this is. Well, I think it's just because it's an electronic version of it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, well, that's important.
That's fucking important as fuck.
Yeah.
I feel like they like kind of cooled off on the air horn, though.
Well, it got obnoxious. It became a punchline, and that's why we brought it back, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we need to keep it alive because it's fucking great.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were in the club, like hardcore in the club?
Almost every night.
It's for Durs, it's almost every night.
Yeah. I just stopped by for 15 minutes.
Like, when's the last time you really clubbed it?
Yeah, realistically, because for a while, Durs, you were going to a lot of nightclub. You were like DJing and stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Doing a little DJ action.
When was the last time that you've DJed or done anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, pre-pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Was it pre-pandemic by like a long time? Or was it like February 13th, you were in the club? And then the 14th.
In the club?
In the 14th, the pandemic hit and you were like, oh, I can't be in the club any longer.
Yeah.
It was a while before that. But it was, I mean, it was always fun. But like going to a club, it is shocking.
Durs brought me to like a couple of my first like real LA nightclubs where like he would have to tell us to like dress cooler than we were.
What?
He'd be like, just don't.
There's no way I did that. There's no way I told you how to dress. You might have asked me.
Yeah.
But like there's no way you told me.
Yeah. If there was a dress code, he maybe would have enforced it. Like sometimes you got to rock a button up and some fucking like shoes,
closed-toe
right?
Shoes.
Don't you got to do that?
Closed-toe shoes is for real.
Yeah, that's and no hats is real at some places, and that fucking sets me off.
Right.
Well, this is early 2000s LA, and at that time, Kyle was, like, braiding his armpit hair, and he was, like, really proud of it.
Right.
So
braiding? Braiding?
It's, or maybe it was dreadlocked.
It's never been long enough, sir, but I would love to try.
Maybe it was dreadlocked. But Kyle always had his armpit hair out, and I feel like they weren't allowing that.
As nappy roots.
There's a lot of tank tops.
Yeah, there was a lot of tank tops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They would say no tank tops and no hats, and that was like my whole fucking thing. That was my whole thing.
By the way, they would say it to you.
They didn't have to say that to everybody.
If you were like a shredded, hot-ass dude, they'd be like, get in here, man.
Wait, what? What? Wait, are you saying there's a fucking other level of rules? There's a double standard in our society?
If Michael B. Jordan came into a club with like his sleeves cut off, they'd be like, get in here. I actually do remember, this isn't a club, but this is a bar on the west side called Busby's.
Yes.
It's like a sports place.
Yeah. Fuck that place. Fuck that place.
Oh, are you telling the story when Kyle came in with a hat and got very upset?
No, but we can get there. I was there in line to watch like a Wisconsin game or whatever.
Okay.
And I'm standing like waiting to get in, and there's a sign that says like no hats, no flip-flops, and something else.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden this Escalade pulls up, and I'm like 23. I'm out of college. And Matt Leinart, who's in college...
Oh yeah.
Comes out of Busby's with a hat on, with a tank top, with flip-flops, and then just gets in the Escalade and drives off as a college child. And I was like,
what the fuck?
Well, that dude's going to end up as a pretty good commentator.
I'm pissed now.
We're talking about a time like over a decade ago, and that story right there fucking pissed me off.
That was when Leinart was God.
Oh, that's damn near 20 years ago.
I mean, this was a year after the arguably the greatest game of all time where they played Texas.
Oh, that was the USC-Texas game? I do remember that.
I remember Matt Leinart was in our living room one time. I would come home quite a bit, and there'd be like random people in our living room because our old roommate, Christine, would invite people over. She went to USC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the roommate.
And it was Matt Leinart was there, and then the offensive line. Mm-hmm. It was like these are just a bunch of giant fucking men in my living room. And then they're acting like this is why I don't fuck with USC. I don't like them.
Okay, go off.
I don't like them.
You live in Orange County. Tread carefully.
I know. Fuck them. They suck.
Okie dokie.
Don't like you.
I agree. I don't like the vibe.
Okay.
No, not don't like the vibe. They were acting like I'm the asshole for being in my living room.
For living in my house.
Like walking around naked in my living room, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, asshole.
You were walking around buck?
I was butt-ass naked, but it's my living room, dude.
Wait, I live there, too. Where was that?
I know. And so I'm in my living room.
Cut to the threesome.
Yeah, I'm fingering my butthole, but it's in my living room, dude.
And you didn't let the O-line hit the train. I get it. I see why they're pissed.
Oh, my God.
So I was just like, they're in my living room, so I'm trying to chop it up with them, and they're like, they get the fuck away from me.
You're in your boy shorts.
Great ass!
And admittedly, some of the offensive linemen were pretty cool, but I remember Matt Leinart kind of being rude.
Pretty offensive.
Rude!
Yeah, well, he was on top of the world. Like, he was a huge deal, at least in Southern California.
Sure, that doesn't give you the right to be a dickhead.
This That's is true. True. This is true. That's 100% true.
It also does not give you the right to go to Busby's with a fucking hat and a tank top on, okay? And flip-flops and open-toed
That's
shoes.
True.
Thank you.
I remember being with Kyle back in the day where we were going to watch some sporting event at Busby's.
Yeah.
Curling.
They told you to take your hat off. You took your hat off to walk in, and then you put your hat back on.
Ooh.
Rebel.
Boss move.
That's right. Classic.
And then they come over, and then they ask you to do it again. And I remember you got so mad, dude.
That's like why I would rock a tank top underneath a button-up, because I would button it up. And then fucking walk in. And then as soon as it did, I open it and then tie it around my fucking waist, bro. Arms are...
Which, look,
is the worst look.
Yeah, you're wearing the tank top purely for comfort because you're not going to look cool if you're tying your fucking button up around your waist like it's a field trip.
That's a fantastic look. And if you don't agree, fuck you.
No, I know where you got that look too, by the way.
Where?
Popo's out.
No. That's from your homie Ben. That was his look. You stole his look.
From Ben from when I was a grip?
Whoever your homie was who wore tank tops and he had the thing tied around the waist and he had like a grip truck.
And he had a ponytail.
That was your end game. You're like, I'm going to get a grip truck and live off of that.
Ben was a legend.
Bro, we were partners, so absolutely I could have been influenced by that look. And it's a great look.
Influenced, huh?
What'd I say?
No, you said influence, but I'm saying influence as in like you just ripped it off.
It was a little trickle down for sure.
You're like, Ben's not here.
Right, maybe, but I still look fucking good and I used it to get into Busby's and then they would catch me with the fucking hat on and the arms out.
Kyle, you've got great lines, okay? No one's denying your shoulders.
And a nice tan when you got that tank top going.
No one's denying that.
Yeah, and a killer tattoo on the back that's exposed when I rock a tank, bro.
And when you were doing P90X?
Yeah.
We got to post some of Kyle's P90X body.
Can we?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I feel like let's dig in the crates and post.
Adam.
Hot.
COVID.
I just died. COVID.
He died from lunch.
The thing he loved killed him.
Let's post all of our P90X bods because we would all work out together During the P90X days, Tony Horton would inspire us, and we would work out in the workaholic's house before we got the show. And I remember Durst would come over, and we're like finishing up a workout. Like he got there a little earlier, or maybe we're working out a little late. And he would just be like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?
I'm eating a burrito from Fresh and Easy."
Ooh, Fresh and Easy, RIP, damn.
God, such a great neighborhood.
I mean, that was the first time I had ever like done like a workout regimen, and we were all in, all five of us in that house. Tony Horton was a magical guy. We watched those damn DVDs so much that you just start to memorize them and just fall in love with each character.
Yeah.
You would just quote all day long. You guys were just saying,
"Do your best and forget the rest."
What was the one that was like?
German potato soup.
Yeah, there it is.
German potato soup.
Hey, backing up like a pterodactyl.
These dudes were just quoting P90X like it was the newest, funniest SNL sketch or some shit.
Dude, it was the best. And also, Blake, that's still your workout regimen, right? You didn't switch it up?
Yeah,
there's no muscle. There's no more muscle confusion over there because you've been doing the same workout for 10 plus years now.
I know. I got to switch it up. But man, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You do have a hot bod. You do have a really hot bod.
Big ups for working out, bro. Yeah, good job.
Thank you so much.
Why was the dude from Broken Lizard in the P90X videos? And no one ever talked about this.
Oh, Rabbit.
And no one ever talked about he only had one leg.
Yes, he only has one leg.
Sorry, Blake, you just said what was weird about him?
No, that I didn't know.
Wait a second.
Yeah, what is this?
Wait a second, Blake.
Did I do that?
What is so weird about that?
I'll pile on
it was
this
like,
one.
It was like with DJ Paul from 3-6 Mafia, a lot of people didn't realize he's got like a little tiny baby arm. I just didn't even know.
It's very interesting. It piques my interest, but it's not weird.
It's not weird. Not weird. It's just like...
unexpected.
Yeah, it's like they're functioning in the world. They're succeeding better than anybody. You just would never tell.
Bro, back off.
It's science.
But like, okay, yes, all what you just said. But I was like, isn't that the guy from Super Troopers who's just like fucking throwing weights around?
Mm-hmm. And there, what was cool, it was inspiring because he was like a working actor. Super Troopers was only been out a handful of years when P90X came out. Yeah. And so he was still very relevant.
Didn't mention anything.
And we're like this guy, and he wasn't like, "Oh, and my actor friend from the movie Super Troopers is also in the deep background working out."
Yeah. I was just going to say, producers put his name. I was like, "He has like a crazy Scandinavian name, Eric Stolhansk."
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you said it, cuz I would have been Eric S is what I would have gone with.
How would you
Stolhansky is what how I would have said that.
I mean, that's, you know, that Ellis Island shit, they might have changed it.
So do you think that they recorded P90X, like,
without him knowing?
Super Troopers became like a... because it didn't... Super Troopers didn't do well in the theaters. That was like a DVD, like, underground classic.
Yes, that was a cult hit.
I saw it in the theaters.
That was a... did you really?
Yeah.
You saw it in the theater? That's fucking sick.
It was a Showtime on all the time one for me.
I saw it in the theater two times. I went once and was like, I wasn't high for it. I just went to the movies.
High for this.
And then I was like, I'm running this back with my homies. And we got really stoned in the parking lot and then went in.
Smoking!
Let's give a couple flowers here, because the crazy thing that they were able to do with Super Troopers that almost no other movie can do is bring that sense of like camaraderie to the screen. Like the part where they're like slamming the syrup.
No, I loved that.
That's not funny or cool at all. But when they were doing it, I was like, I love it, because they were like watching each other do it. And they're like, chug it, chug it, chug it.
That's a lot of gip.
It seemed real and like these guys were kicking it.
It is interesting. That's the first thing I thought about when I thought about Super Troopers was slamming the syrup.
Yeah.
The syrup scene?
Yeah.
Okay, no sugar. What is it?
Yeah, no cream.
Okay, no cream.
Okay.
No cream.
Like, that shit's great. It's like this new joke form.
I think why it resonated is it's hard when you cast actors and they're not really friends, or they're just sort of like Hollywood friends. Right. And so they're not like that close. And to try to like... have that camaraderie and that feeling of of not being afraid to like hurt the other's feelings or like just do something.
Mm-hmm, bitch.
Just call each other bitches a lot. Right.
Sensitive.
And it seems so real.
I would never, I've never looked up the history of Broken Lizard. Like they must have been a sketch group.
They were a sketch group. Yeah.
They're a sketch group and they're college homies.
And by the way, you know they're tight because in Club Dread or whatever, Bill Paxton came in. And you know, if Bill Paxton's fucking
Coconut
with them.
Joe or whatever, he kills it.
Mm-hmm. Coconut Joe.
That was good. The follow-up to Super Troopers, right? They had so much heat on them.
And then it was Beer Fest?
And then, it was
I thought it was Beer Fest and then.
No, it was Club Dread and then it was Beer Fest.
Okay.
And then Slammin' Salmon?
And then Slammin' Salmon.
Or Puddle Jumpers. Or was that their first movie?
Puddle Jumpers was the first one. Puddle Jumpers is what they made on like a shoestring, like right out of college,
That's
I think.
That's hard to watch.
Why? Is that guy's leg bothering you the whole time?
No, dude. Whoops. It's just like, it's not that funny.
What is it called? Is it called Puddle Cruisers?
Puddle Jumpers.
It's called Puddle Jumpers?
What is
it about? Airplanes? Small airplanes?
That's a, yeah, if you're a pilot and you need to like, you're not flying, but you're going somewhere and you sit kind of in the seat, right? That's a puddle jumper?
No, I thought it's just like if you're going from island to island, it's like you're jumping a puddle.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's like a small distance.
But if you're an island, isn't, that's a land puddle?
Wait, they're saying Puddle Cruiser.
Puddle Cruiser? What the fuck is Puddle Cruiser? Maybe it was about guys who like rode bikes through like big puddles and it was just...
Dude, you don't remember at all what the fuck that movie was about.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, obviously it was real hard to watch. You didn't even watch it.
I did. I don't think I got through it. I remember it being very bad. But maybe I just wasn't in the right mind state.
Well, I'm glad we gave them their flowers.
No, I'm a huge Super Trooper Broken Lizard guy. I love Club Dread. I think Beer Fest is hella funny. Like, I'm a fan. I'm a total fan.
I mean, our key grip on Workaholics...
Pat.
Yeah, Pat. Patrick Heffernan.
Pat Heffernan. Mm-hmm.
Was the older brother or younger brother of Kevin Heffernan?
I think older...
I don't know.
Younger brother, right? I think
Farva.
Younger brother.
Who played Farva. And
legend.
He's one of those guys who you're like, oh, you're hilarious, right? Like, but he's behind the scenes, but he's as funny as you or funnier or whatever, like just a comedy machine. And we go, we got to put you like in one scene.
Yeah.
And we're just going to give you, he's like, I don't really want to act. And we gave him one line.
Yeah, what was it?
And you fucking killed it.
Oh, it was from Dr. Tell-A-Maricor.
And we quoted it forever.
Yeah.
Are you asking me? Yeah.
Are you asking me?
Yeah,
because we ask him something.
It's got to be the lights.
And then he goes, are you asking me? And we go, yeah. And he goes, it was. And we quoted, are you asking me, forever.
Yeah.
That's the touch he had.
Yeah,
that family, right. Funny family.
Very funny.
Funny fam.
And then we had Kevin on as a police officer later.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, for the one where you guys are like singing Irish songs. What was it? Deputy Dong.
Deputy Dong. Yes. Yeah, we go to
Deputy Dong.
We go to the kid who's shit talking us on Modern Warfare to whoop his ass.
Right.
That's right.
Oh wait, dude, and that's my favorite bit in Workaholics history where he's like sneaking. Somebody's sneaking out through a laundry hamper in giant pants.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And it totally worked, even though the pants looked insane.
Yeah.
But like,
it actually worked.
So good.
It was like bent over to be hidden in the laundry basket, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Torso and head covered in clothes, and then the legs were in the pants.
Yeah, it worked out. Yeah. It was like some fucking Jim Henson shit. It was badass.
And
yeah, it was tight.
One of my favorite background actors of all time was one of like the other cops in the room. He's got like silver hair. Like, do you guys remember this guy?
No.
Slick back silver hair.
I do.
He's in every movie.
You remember him?
I see him all the time. If it's in like a boardroom with like executives, he's like at the end of the table. If it's a bunch of like police like sitting around hearing like, we got a guy on the run, we got to hunt him. He's like nodding his head. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in everything.
Wow.
We got to get him in the Workaholics movie then.
And we know him. He's our friend.
Yeah. Uh-huh. By the way, guys, the Broken Lizard guys have a new movie coming out.
Oh, shit.
Starring all of them.
Okay.
Directed by Kevin Heffernan. Written by all of them.
What happened to Jay? Jay bailed.
Jay didn't do Slammin' Salmon either.
Well, no, Jay wrote the movie.
Oh,
along
okay.
with Kevin, Steve, Paul, and Eric. And Kevin is directing this one. And it's a drama, it says on IMDb Pro.
Oh, yes.
Called Quasi.
Yes.
I'm guessing about Quasimodo. And here's the breakdown. Follow a hapless hunchback who yearns for love, but finds himself in the middle of a murderous feud between the Pope and the King of France when each orders the hunchback to kill the other.
Mm-hmm. Give me a hell yeah!
What? I'm all about it.
I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it.
I'm in, dude. If it's a straight drama, this is going to be the craziest movie of all time.
Yo, but there's another one where the guy who goes, I think it's the guy who's like, bear fucker. The guy who says bear fucker to, I believe, Eric Stolhounce, who has one weird leg, Blake, who's fucking
it's
the
not
bear.
Weird. Come on.
Let it go.
Not weird.
He is in a horror movie where they like go to some like weird Scandinavian island and then shit gets crazy. I just saw the trailer the other day and I was like, "That isn't that bear fucker guy?" So they're going out onto different levels here.
I like this.
Remember that one guy was in that movie Open Water. Remember that movie where like they fall off the boat and then there's like they have to
terrifying movie.
That movie's
sharks
great.
Are circling. That yes. I don't know. That's worth a rewatch. I remember it being like a super simple premise that paid off.
Two memories. Yeah. Two memories. The woman's nipples. They filmed them like super close.
Really?
No.
And I'm like, all right, this is a little gratuitous. They have like one little sex scene in the beginning with just nipple real close up.
Okay. So that's one. What's number two?
Okay.
And then the second memory, very scary movie.
Hot.
It's a macro. One's a micro memory and one is a macro memory.
One is that it was a good movie and the other is the fucking nipples, dude.
And the nipples.
It caught me off
guard.
There's
the shot. Like, it's so close. It's like, what kind of lens was that?
I'm going to have to deal with that tomorrow. I'm hosting Ellen tomorrow.
Yes. What? And wait.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm hosting Ellen tomorrow.
All right.
Who's your guest?
Durs is one of my guests.
No, what?
Yeah, man.
That's right, baby.
Pupusa! Yeah, man.
Promo train.
Good luck.
And I'm excited. I get to watch your show tonight. I'm going to watch an episode tonight of Inventing Anna.
Ooh, I just watched it last night. It's the best television show ever.
All right. Excited. Yeah. I'm promoting The Righteous Gemstones, which comes out this Sunday, which it'll be airing by the time this podcast actually comes out. But on HBO, The Righteous Gemstones comes out this week. But I'm there hosting Ellen, promoting that, and then having all these guests. But one of the episodes, I like just tried on my clothes the other day. Mm-hmm. My nipples, you could just see my nipples. And they're like, no, let's get you a different shirt. You could just like, your nipples are like rock hard in this. Maybe it's too much. And I'm like, no.
Your boobs are huge.
Nope, we're keeping it. I'm going to be nipped out on Ellen. So get ready. Get ready for that.
Should Blake come and just play the soundboard during our interview?
I would love that. I'd love that.
Well, no, they have a DJ. Maybe Blake, if you could just send your soundboard. We don't need you, actually.
Yeah, what's his name? DJ Twist or something? He's a really nice guy.
Twitch.
That's right.
Yeah, Twitch. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Durs, what are you promoting? I'm sorry. I got to get on this.
Yeah.
Inventing Anna from Shonda Rhimes on Netflix coming in February.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one I started filming before the pandemic. It's finally coming out.
Okay. Good. So, Adam, do you have like free reign or do you got to kind of fit into the Ellen mold? Or is this going to be butt chugging? Like, what can we look forward to?
I keep pitching butt chugging, but right. they haven't really responded. No, they pitch me a bunch of different stuff. And then I'm working with their writers on the monologue and. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to keep it somewhat Ellen, you know, it's because I don't think that their audience would totally respond to all the butt chugging that I want to do.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, you don't know until you try it.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah, there's some crossover.
There is some crossover.
I can guarantee there's some crossover.
There is.
Funky butt loving.
Do you want to just fit in the mold or do you want to change TV forever?
Ellen liked Workaholics. I've talked with her about it before. Yeah. On episodes. I've gone on to promote Workaholics.
She quotes Jet Set.
Bro, people love getting nasty. And if anything, like we're only getting nastier as a culture.
Nasty.
So I think it'll fly, bro.
I love it.
We're kind of nasty, dude.
So are you just doing one episode or are you doing several?
I'm doing two episodes in one day tomorrow.
Wow.
Do you know who's on with me?
Yeah, it's Julie Bowen. Yep. And
who you know.
Modern Fam.
And then I think that episode, we're going to do like a human interest piece. It was some teacher that we're going to give a bunch of money to and has a really cool story.
Not the one that said fuck you.
And then I think your episode is... Nina Dobrev, who I just shot my last movie with, The Outlaws, and Juliana Huff, who they own a wine company together. Mm-hmm. And so they're there to promote their wine company. And then my boy, Dersey Holm.
So you're telling me we're getting some wine?
Oh.
I believe you will probably get some wine out of this deal.
Dobrev Huff Winery.
Dude, yeah. I hope you get that Ellen swag bag and get the cool hoodie and the Ellen tequila, because my gosh.
My mom is so fitted with talk show attire.
Nice.
Every time I FaceTime her, she's just wearing like Team Coco shirts or mm-hmm. Ellen sweatpants mm-hmm. or whatever else.
That's great.
Yeah.
He's the best.
You guys are the same size?
We're the exact same size. Well, I asked for women's smalls.
For yourself. Oh,
yeah. That's why your nipples be popping.
That's why my nipples are always popping out.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun trying not to be who we are.
I know. Yeah. That, exactly. It's going to be, it'll be weird.
It's good to see you, Adam. I've known this guy for how long?
Are you guys going to dance a whole bunch? Like,
I'm going to embarrass Durs by making him dance a lot. I'm going to say, Twitch, hit it, and then get up, and then we'll have a little dance off.
I'm going to beat you to it. I'm going to walk out with my dick tucked between my legs, and everything's going to stop.
Damn!
Just wiggle your way out. That'd be great.
Everything stops, and then they're like, okay, we're going to need to take that again. Can you put your dick in your pants, sir?
Goodbye.
Sir, can't have your dick out.
And then I go, this isn't live?
I don't care how long you've known each other. You can't have your dick out, okay? That's not acceptable.
Oh, because it's Ellen, because it's daytime.
And they're like, yeah, just TV in general. You can't do that.
Can't have your dick out. Can't do that on any show.
Why aren't they laughing?
Durs, if you do that, I'll let it slide. As the host, I think I get to make that call.
Yeah. Adam's just like, no, keep rolling.
The dick stays. The dick stays.
The dick stays in the pitcher. That's great.
Thank you.
Popo Sal!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is the first time I'm like actually hosting something. Yeah. So it'll be, you know, kind of weird.
You've hosted the MTV Awards.
Besides the MTV Movie Awards. Yeah, but I hosted that, but.
But you don't remember it.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was like that's like a huge event. Yes. And you're basically just announcing ways that the Stranger Things kids can get awards. This is like I have to interview people and ask them questions and stuff.
Yeah, and like I think about it being nervous for like the monologue, but it's kind of just like doing stand-up, right? But it'll be fun.
It'll just be like getting shot out of a cannon a little bit where you just don't know what the fuck is going on and you're just doing stuff. Yeah, it'll be great.
How many times can I say, let's go, Brandon?
Let's go!
You have to.
I love it.
Yeah, please try to sneak in some poly-charged...
I feel like I can take Let's Go, Brandon away from them.
Right.
And just be like, let's go, Brandon.
Oh, no, it's coming. Yeah, no, I feel you there because I'm on board. I think it's fucking cool.
I'm going to take it and go, hey, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, make it your own. Make it your own.
Make it Jerome. Let's go, Jerome.
Let's go, Jerome.
Let's go, Jerome.
I wish maybe Twitch's name was Brandon, so then you could like have it be organic, you know?
Yeah. It might be.
Yeah, we don't know.
Find if a cameraman is named Brandon, or find somebody on set whose name is Brandon and just keep throwing to them.
Hire an assistant named Brandon just for tomorrow.
There was a cool fight in the stands at the Wisconsin-Arizona State game last week.
Oh, I love fan fights.
These two Arizona State guys were like getting chippy with each other, and it was like
chippy.
Going on way too long. We're like, they're almost fighting, but
I fucking
not.
Dare you.
And then some old like beer belly dad from Wisconsin who looked grizzled, right? Like a guy who you're like, I don't know if I would fuck with this dude. He like throws hay bales around or some shit. Comes up and he's like, if you guys don't fucking shut up, I'm going to fucking kick both your asses. Da, da, da. Come on. Cut this shit out. Let's go, Brandon.
Shut up, bitch.
What a fucking idiot.
I was like, yeah, all right. I was with him, and then he tried to be like, come on, let's go, Brandon, right? And the guys were like, yeah, all right, let's go, Brandon.
Okay.
So they were bound by their...
the hatred of the president.
Yeah.
That stopped it?
It stopped it, yeah.
That stopped it. Yeah, all right. All right, cool.
So dumb.
Wait, well, if that's what brings us together, all of us, I'm freaking pumped, dude.
Let's go, Brandon.
I think that's not how it's intended, but yeah, if that's what brings everyone together.
Well,
yeah.
I'm on board. I've swung over.
Well, you have?
I know you are. Can we get it on the soundboard?
Absolutely. We're going to get one of those.
fucking thing sucks.
It's two of my favorite things. It's got Let's Go in there.
Oh yeah, did you guys do like something where you were abandoning Let's Go? What's going on? You were saying
Let's.
Like,
well, we're trying to get the Let's.
Why would we tell you? Why would we tell you? Don't tell him.
Okay.
Fuck him. Let's go.
I'm sorry.
Well, I just heard it.
I'm sorry, Durs. Trying to talk to my friend.
You tried to stop it. Let's stop. Let's go.
We're trying to start. Let's stop. Let's go. The movement.
You're so lucky we're telling you.
Why?
Because Let's Go is the worst, dude.
Wait, what? Why?
Because it sucks.
Well, here's the tipping point is that Hertz Rent-A-Car made it their official promo.
And you know how I don't fuck with Hertz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck Hertz, obviously.
I get that. Hertz. Yeah. Hertz, don't it?
Enterprise. Dude, somebody on Twitter sent me one where it was also like Discovery Channel is now Let's Go, where it's like, turn on Discovery, Let's Go.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I totally get it. I just was like, it is weird. It's going corporate. It's going corporate.
It's weird.
The amount of like friends that I know that I respect their opinions are like reaching out to me about the Righteous Gemstones coming back. And they're like, I posted like a trailer for Righteous Gemstones on my Instagram. And then they will like text me or DM me going, let's fucking go. Let's go, dude. Mm-hmm. January 9th, let's go. And I'm like, I don't know if I can be your friend anymore now.
Let's go.
So I've just lost about 20% of my friend group over let's go. Go.
This is what goes on, right? When people are like, literally.
Yeah,
right.
It's
like it just becomes a part of your vernacular.
Or like, really?
My 8-year-old the other day, he started saying the like, to be honest. Like it was, if I'm being honest, everyone was saying. And then it became, to be honest. And my 8-year-old says it. I'm like, this is fucking crazy.
Your 8-year-old is finally being honest
with
you? Yeah,
I've been lying for years.
To be honest, blue's no longer my favorite color.
Do you not know what I'm talking about?
I don't. Not really.
Blake was doing it for a very long time on the podcast.
That's my catchphrase, if we're being honest.
It's a preface. It's like a preface.
You would always say before a sentence, you'd say, if I'm being honest, da da da. It was the thing people were saying. And then they've shortened it to
honestly,
be honest.
Honestly, who throws a shoe?
It's all pointless and stupid, you know, which is why I had to beat my kid. Go ahead.
It's just like a little phrase that people will latch on to. Yes.
It's a preface.
And then it becomes part of everyone's, you know, everyday lexicon.
Right. Like how we always used to all say Gia. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gia.
I mean, soon enough, Let's Go will cycle through. I'm just really excited to see what's next. It's going to be fucking cool.
When's the last time you guys heard a real nice I know right? It's been a while.
I know, right?
I know, right? Was a fucking pandemic.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, that was.
I know, right?
I know, right? Was a moment.
I know.
What about know what I mean? That one, we could have that coming up next.
Know what I mean?
That wasn't a thing. That was a catchphrase.
Know what I mean? I feel like that didn't catch on. I don't know if that caught on quite as much as...
Yeah.
Know what I mean? That was huge in our friend group. We'd always say, know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure. Everybody did that though, right?
Yeah. I feel like Hertz rental car didn't go, know what I mean?
Great prices.
Great prices, know what I mean?
Yeah. They should.
That would be a great corporate swing if somebody latched on to fucking, know what I mean?
Impossible meat. It tastes real, know what I mean?
It tastes real. You know what I mean?
Impossible burgers.
Yeah. Know what I mean?
Tastes real. Know what I mean?
The impossible would be, is that real, Bam?
That would be good.
All right.
That is good. He's back.
He's back. I'm back.
Now we're back together again. La 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 la. I feel like everyone that goes to USC says, let's go.
For sure.
They started it.
University of second choice.
Oh, damn.
Yes, points. Get them.
Durs, what the heck? You were in a George Harrison music video? We didn't even cover that. What was that about?
Rock
Did you guys
on?
See that? It was like George Harrison like 50th anniversary or something.
I saw this. Lance Bangs directed a George Harrison video.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy Lance Bangs is a homie of a homie, and my homie was one of the producers of it. My boy DJ Chris Holmes. Who just knows everybody in LA.
Yeah.
And
socialite.
He does. That's like, not exactly. one of his jobs was DJing before Paul McCartney shows,
which is so cool.
Very cool gig.
So like if you go to see Paul McCartney, mashup of how of like Beatles songs that come together, yeah, Wings, all that.
I just recently got into listening to some of the Beatles. They're pretty good.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah, they're not bad.
They had a handful of songs.
They're not bad.
Did you guys watch the fucking
the documentary? Yeah, it was super boring and long.
I didn't get through it. I didn't get through it.
No, that shit was so good. So good.
It was interesting.
Way long and boring.
I fucking love that thing.
It was interesting. Just how it made me go like, I could be the Beatles.
Right.
I'm as good as the Beatles.
Well,
it was great.
That's not what I took away from it. I was just like, I think if you have any sort of interest in the Beatles, it's interesting because they are arguably the greatest band, most prolific band of all time. And if you have any interest in music, it's a great song.
I got my mind set.
Is this the best song that any member of the Beatles has ever done?
No, 15 seconds, bro.
Turn it off.
And I got lots of money.
It's like, it's this verse just over and over again. And by the way, so anyway, Blake, yeah, I did a video. Go ahead.
A whole lot of spending money.
Well, I was saying that if you don't have any interest in music and you don't care for the Beatles, it's not like an interesting documentary where you learn anything. It's like you're just watching the greatest band ever just exist in a room.
Yeah.
That was what was cool. They were just dudes.
It was cool.
That's what I thought was so beautiful about it. That was beautiful. Yeah, it was like you just watch them pull these songs out of thin air. Like
that's like one part.
That's fantastic. And then you also see how much fun they're having too, which is this is an era in their history where it's covered in darkness. So it was like they were breaking up and all that shit, but really there were awesome moments where they were having fun creating together.
But you have to wait through 9 hours of it.
Exactly. It was too long.
Adam, shut up.
Didn't matter. I could have watched it forever.
Oh, really?
Forever. I don't mean forever.
I thought it was too long, but also it was kind of cool watching them, like seeing how hard they worked.
Yeah, yes. Man.
Like when we get together and we're writing something together, we're developing a project together, we get together, let's say we have 4 hours, we bullshit for 2.5 hours, mm-hmm. work for 1 hour, mm-hmm. and then bullshit for another 30 minutes.
We're good time guys.
When they like literally would get there and they were working and just talking music for 10 hours straight every day.
I mean, it's truly because they have no distractions like other than each other. Like they're stuck in this room. You can't look down on your phone, check Twitter or whatever. You're just fucking in a fucking box together.
Yeah, but we would kind of have a no phones rule in the writer's room of workaholics. Not like a hard fast rule, but it'd be like, maybe don't be on your phone while we're trying to break the story. And we would mm-hmm. still yeah. just bullshit yeah. about Aerobees from the 90s.
Mission Drift.
It reminded me of the Workaholics writer's room or any writer's
like
room, really.
Beatles.
It was it was kind of like reminiscent of that, where it's just like watching the creative process is truly something fucking sweet, dude, when it works.
I do agree. I did like that about it, but I was just like, oh, I don't know if I need like 9 hours
like,
of
what
it.
Would my mom take away from that documentary? She would probably be like, Snoozeville 97.
I don't understand why.
Well, it's not informational. You're right. You're just absorbing it. You are just kind of absorbing footage and watching them.
I got to hear more about Blake's mom not absorbing this.
I feel like your mom is the generation to actually enjoy it.
She didn't like
it.
The Beatles.
Like my generation, I want to hear what like Meg Thee Stallion's creative process is.
Yeah, can we sit in?
Or like what is Chingy's, like what did he go through?
Exactly.
What did Chingy go through?
When he's doing Right There, what was his headspace?
Would we like the way he did that right
Where
there?
Where was Hurricane Chris walking it out?
Right there?
Yeah. What's up with Jaquan?
And I guess that's why I was like, I'm not, I like really only know that one George Harrison song.
Yes, that would be very weird. If you don't know the Beatles catalog, then when they make up this iconic song, you're not going like, holy shit, that's when Paul made up that song. But you're like, this could be.
It was inspiring in the way that like a lot of them started off like real shitty. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, yeah, like, I guess if you do work super hard at something, you can make it much better because.
Well, yeah, but that's everything.
Exactly.
What's the song that you actually like? Like, you see a lot of songs, but the one that you see, like, coming together is, like, when he's, like, banging on the fucking guitar, yeah, and then he all of a sudden is like, JoJo is a man, and he just is over and over.
Get
and you
back.
Can see him.
Get back.
Yeah.
But that's why Paul's the freaking best, dude.
is fucking sweet, dude.
I quit when they were like, we can't record in here. The acoustics aren't good. We got to go. And I turned it off.
Also, I love their dynamic, bro. Paul was in the studio always. Yeah. Always in the studio. Ringo, first to come in after
hungover.
That. Then George, but George was kind of like, yo, I don't know why
one
I'm here.
1 foot in, 1 foot out.
And then John would
with
show
Yoko.
Up.
With Yoko.
And Yoko fucking sat there every moment. That's kind of weird. Look,
I know.
Look.
What's the verdict on her after watching the documentary? Because obviously everyone always said she broke up the Beatles. What's the verdict?
I don't think she broke up the Beatles at all.
No.
Do you guys fuck with Yoko? Have you listened to her music?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's sick.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Take some swings.
She's cool. She's a good artist. She was like radical, man. I don't think she broke them up.
No,
I think they had other dynamics. They all look at the music they made afterwards. They all just had shit to get out.
For sure.
They needed to get shit out and they were tired of discussing it with each other. Yeah. That's all it is.
Are we still talking about the Beatles, Kyle? He had to direct.
Freaking see ya. George had his mind set on us.
Well, Ringo was making a movie. Ringo was like, hey, I got to get done with this because I got the movie, The Magic Christian.
And he was hungover.
Because he was producing films.
They were all dipping toes.
And is it true Ringo's first like solo album outsold Paul McCartney's first solo album, I think? Something like that?
Really?
Where you're like, huh?
Dude, after I watched the documentary, I'm like, because I fell in love with Ringo through the doc. I'm like, Ringo, I never have liked Ringo, but after seeing that, I'm like, he's my fucking guy.
Well, he had two normal legs, which we know you need.
All right, chill. Yeah. So I was like, dude, I'm gonna check out his music because maybe I was just being harsh. The dude's pretty cool. Dude, his solo albums suck. They're so bad.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Who? Ringo. Ringo?
Yes,
Ringo.
Terrible.
But it was a bigger hit for some reason.
Oh, man. It's so bad. And I love Ringo, and that those albums are just not very good. But George is good.
I thought George rocks. I thought Paul was kind of just like the pretty boy of the group. Because I know he was known as like the cute one. So I didn't think he was like the creative force. And then watching the documentary, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that he was like so about his business.
Yeah. He's the guy who's about the business. He's the guy who churns out like the hits that are catchy that you're like, oh my God, this is such a good song. And then John is the guy who's like, actually, my song's about more.
Yeah, he's like the heady bro.
And it's still good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got more wit. Like John came with like just the hard-hitting wit to it as well.
Yeah, he was deep. Yeah. He was deep, bro.
You know that I thought that just coming back to the George Harrison video that my boy was in.
Yeah, Jersey. Congrats.
Playing a freaking like MIB.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was kind of sick, and it's like, okay, that's tight. They're making a video hella years later for this dude. But the only gripe, and I'll say it here, I got one thing.
Go off, Queen.
I did not understand why they felt the need to put John Hamm's voice over George's song.
Burn!
His voice pops through in that, and he's like, we're sending a bunch of people in black ties and white shirts to help agents. I did not understand it. After so many years.
I haven't watched it. I'm just kidding.
Dude, it was so weird.
Like, I didn't even know about this. I'm excited to watch it. When did you do this?
I don't know. A few months ago.
Oh, really?
I think it was right when I left to go film with you, Adam, because Durs kind of hit me up like, you want to do this? And then I was like, I have to go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But now cool. I wish I would have been a part of history.
They just basically got together a bunch of people who they knew to be in it. And it was like, oh, fuck, I'm down. George Harrison, this song, it's a fucking good song.
Yeah.
I got to kick it with the three Debras.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, those girls are cool.
Super funny. I think, Adam, you worked with...
Sandra, is that right?
Yeah,
The shorter one? Yeah, she's really funny. We worked on Isn't It Romantic together.
Right. They reminded me of us.
Really?
Because they're like homies who... created something together, and
that's very funny.
And they talk about porno constantly. So I was like, you guys remind me of my guys.
Well, should we give some flowers or takebacks or apologies?
Oh yeah, you got to go.
Oh yeah, freaking heckin' A.
Time flies when you're having a great time.
Blake, any takebacks?
Yes, I would like to take back, whatever knee jerk reaction I had to the guy not
knee jerk. Okay, now you're just come on.
Yes, points
to our dude from Broken Lizards. Stolhonks not having a leg in P90X. It inspired me to keep pushing play, dude. He inspired me.
Blake's like, I have two legs. Imagine how great in shape I could get. Yeah. I could get in fantastic shape with both of these legs.
So there's my take back. Sorry.
And they're doing that firefighter show now. They've been doing that for a long time. I think
Tacoma
FD.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're doing pretty well.
Yeah, they're doing great.
Anything with mustaches, they're killing it.
Yeah, flowers to the Broken Lizard guys. They're
Were you gonna say Lemmings?
No, I was gonna say the Andy Samberg's crew, the Lonely Island guys, is what on the tip of. But Broken Lizard guys and
both of them.
Yeah, fuck it. Give them to them both.
Yeah, I will give flowers to the Lonely Island. I think they're great.
Yeah.
Who else? Summer of Tears? What are we doing here?
Great name.
Yeah. A lot of those sketch groups early on really inspired us. And it's cool to see, and then the sketch groups that were after us, like the Three Debras, are super funny as well. So flowers to sketch groups out there coming up together and doing the damn thing. Keep it up.
Flowers to sketch comedy.
Yeah.
Mad Flowers.
Mad Flowers.
Yeah, man.
Sandy. Yes, Sandy.
Sandy, Mitra. Oh, shoot, I'm forgetting the third Debra. Fuck.
Flowers to them. Flowers to her.
Yeah.
Flowers to them.
Flowers to the third Debra.
Alyssa.
Hey, guys.
Yo.
This was another episode of This Is Important.
And Kyle's back. Let's see how many episodes he sticks around.
Now we're back together again. La 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 la.
All right, so this is the second episode?
Yeah, I guess we're going second, but we're going over and under seven now. So we will see.
I'm gonna go under. I'm going under for sure.
Freaking see ya.
Wait, what are you guys at? I can do this. Where are you at?
You completed two episodes. We're saying over under seven.
He looks spent already to me.
What are you saying, Adam?
I believe it will be under, but, I'd like for you to prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right. Durs?
Under, for sure.
Oh, cool.
Let's go!
Blake?
I think he's in it for the long haul.
Oh, really?
Oh, yep. Very good. Okay, cool. Make it interesting. Yep. Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the last time I thought that was just before he quit.
Hold up.
But I like your attitude.
There'll be a lot of quitting. I'll be quitting a bunch. It's all That's good. Cool. It adds dynamics to an otherwise flat podcast.
Kyle, do you have any take backs?
Mm-hmm. No. No, I'm good.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any take backs? Like on a larger scale?
None. Whatsoever. Absolutely none. I'm sorry. I think you're leading me on something, but I have nothing to take back at all. I'm just plowing forward at a rapid pace.
No.
All right. Well, and that's
another episode.
That was an episode of This is Important.
This is Important.